You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
On it's Dukes and Bell live from SEC Media Days. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! Hanging out down here, Mike. Today it is and has been an interesting day. Florida's Billy Napier speaking to the media about 20, 25 minutes ago. I was taking that in. DJ Lagway has a big contingent around him. OU's going to be next. We already heard from Kalen DeBoer, Miss State's Jeff Libby. And we're going to talk plenty about it, guys, and what's going on and getting you caught up. But last night was pretty incredible for our city as we hosted the All-Star Game. And, my friend, it ended up being a late night for you, did it not?
Yeah, the funny part last night, anybody who was at Truist Park after the National League unfortunately blows a six-run lead, if you're a Braves fan, pulling for the NL. And then it's like, wait a minute, we're going to extra innings? We're not going to extra innings? And fans, we're going to have a swing-off.
What?
I'm like, we're going to Lake Lanier?
What?
Hey, oots, oots, oots. This is my wife, Sherry. We're going to have a swing-off. Yeah, so that was last night, and all of a sudden, no one knows what's going on. Some Braves fans were upset that Matt Olson, who was due up, had there been a 10th inning, didn't get his shot. But it worked out because Dave Roberts, he pushed the button for Schwarber. There was apparently an arrangement with the managers figuring that some of the big guys are all going to be on their private planes going home.
Headed back.
And so you're going to go with guys that were later in the lineup. But it was electric, and it was I don't think it disappointed. I think, not to be prisoner of the moment, but a lot of people felt it's one of the best All-Star games in recent memory.
I agree. And it's not because we're here and we're being homers. The bottom line is it wasn't a game, then it was a game, and then it became interesting with this swing-off thing. And again, when you say that, I don't think most people realize. Most of you are at home going, what is this? I said to Mike yesterday, the one thing I knew was this game wouldn't end in a tie because of what had happened when Bud Selig was the commissioner years ago. This one matters, blah, blah, blah. Right. So this is the new rule that they put into place. And, guys, it's sort of like, Mike, at the end of a soccer game, right?
It's basically like a shootout. You know, penalty kicks, going to penalty kicks. This would be akin to basically having your NBA team shooting three-pointers from the top of the key. I know that in the NHL they've gone to their overtime period where eventually after a short period you get the guys shooting one-on-one with the goalie. So, I mean, there's an element to that. Would you want to see this? And here's where people are going to go sideways. Would you like to see this used in the regular season?
No.
Because if you want to get the 18 to 34 to watch, this is the video game era stuff they want to see. You know, this is the bells and whistles that, you know, some people say, you know, that's not a bad idea, as opposed to just putting a guy on second base.
So here's the thing, though. Fundamentally, you've changed the game. Right?
Completely.
You've changed the game, and that's my issue with it. Now, for an All-Star game, I'm all for it because, listen, it doesn't matter, it doesn't count, right. Who cares? When you're talking about the regular season and it matters for the record, for maybe the division, playoff standings,
right. That
now you're changing the game.
And then
that's
fans will want to know, do the home run count for your home run record? Because all the baseball nerds.
That's true.
Oh, you're on video, I can't do the hand gesture.
Well, too late.
But the baseball nerds,
too late.
You know, with the stats and everything, this is something that they'd be in a tizzy over.
Yeah, who's seeing this, by the way?
Slim, we're joking around. Our engineer Slim had the camera for
Who's seeing this?
We thought he was like doing a video for like Tinder or something. I don't know what the heck.
Well, he was
doing,
sitting
man.
Over there by himself, just smiling to the camera. I was like, Slim, what are you doing? He goes, you'll trust me later. So I guess all right. We're on video.
Hey, man.
All right, cool. Good to see you guys. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Couple of things about the All-Star Game, and then we're going to focus in on SEC Media Days. Kalen DeBoer joined the morning shift today. Great stuff from him talking about our quarterback. We talk about my quarterback. Michael Penix Jr., who played for him at Washington. We're going to let you hear that. But a couple of things. The biggest thing for me last night was the Henry Aaron tribute.
Oh, yeah.
Moving, touching. I don't know what you thought. You didn't have to be from Atlanta to just feel that moment and to relive it, Mike. And the thing that got me was how they had the fireworks, the shot, right? That was just so cool.
And going to where the ball landed, of course, at the old Fulton County Stadium, people were just going bananas. Because at first we knew this. Major League Baseball brings their announcer in.
They do.
So you have like, stay in your seats. Don't want to miss it. So everybody was in. It was so cool. The way the Hawks project the images on the floor, to be able to do that on the infield, the technology has advanced so much, you don't need a green screen. You can do it on the dirt and the grass. So that was amazing. The fact that you see Henry Aaron, and you hear the call, and everything's happening right there on the field and then on the big screen. It was really well executed, and everybody said it was just – and then I got to watch it when I got home, DVR. It looked great on television
as
well.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, the in-stadium, and for those of you who were there, I just don't know if you got the same sense of it being on television. It was a made-for-television product because that's where most people are going to watch it. But that moment, kudos to Major League Baseball. Braves, excellent job. You couldn't have done a better job. And this is the part that I said a couple of days ago, Mike. The part that bothered me about the All-Star Game being taken away from us in 21 was Henry Aaron could have been a part of it. And that's the part that bugged me the most. And, yes, we got one. But last night they had to do something to honor the great Henry Aaron, and I just don't think there was a better moment.
And his widow's in attendance, so everybody's a little blubbering when you saw her in attendance. But yeah, he passed in January of 21. It would have been the logical time to honor Hank Aaron. Unfortunately, as we know, the Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star game, but the crowd was electric where we were sitting. We had folks from Houston, tons of Braves fans around. Interesting, the Freddie reaction. A lot of boos in my section.
Boo!
For Freddie, guys.
Well, I understand booing those Phillies and Mets.
Yeah, and it was funny because there was a lady, she was Los Angeles Angels now fan, and her husband sitting right in front of us, and she goes, who do you guys like? Because they were booing the Mets, booing the Phillies, booing the Yankees.
We don't like any of them.
Booing the Dodgers. Then I said, well, the Dodgers are long hated for the old days of the NL West, and since then, subsequently, it's the Phillies and the Mets and the Yankees for, well, obvious reasons, 96, 99.
We don't like any of them. Yeah. I love the fact that Schwarber comes up there, boo! Okay, hit the home run, will you? So we can win. 404-726-0929. We're live at SEC Media Day. All right, everybody else, turn your mics off. We're here. It's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody else, go home. We're here now.
The varsity's here, man.
All
right. It's on.
And by the way, speaking of SEC Media Days, that means one thing, Mike Bell. We're talking about offense, defense, and special teams.
Can we just address, and this is Day-Day's first time with us at SEC Media Days, Damian Lewis. There is this thing, and I guess maybe because we've been doing our thing, our style, for so many years, and that's just our everyone's got a voice, a unique voice. But everybody at this thing sounds exactly the freaking same.
What do you mean?
I tell you what. When you look at the schedule, and you look at the teams we're playing and the intensity of the rivalries paired with the offenses we're going to have to defend, this is going to be a Donnybrook of a season.
I believe that when I look at the Alabama schedule, I got to tell you, it's a barn burner.
So whether it's the Sports Possum in Lake City or somebody from Little Rock, basically everybody's doing the same show. You know, Carl, football's three parts. Offense, defense, and the kicking game. Yeah, so it's basically, you got that up and down the media row. It's pretty darn funny if you guys ever get up here to watch it.
But I will say this. The SEC does a terrific job putting this event on. As we said, today the four teams, guys, Bama, Miss State, Florida, OU. Each one brings, three players. Their coaches speak. Brent Venables, I'm curious to see what he has to say. Look, last year was a down year. Billy Napier was talking about his guys and the resiliency they showed last year. And his whole thing today was, can we build on it? Like, we had a great end to the season. Our guys fought back, but can we build on it? And then, Mike, listen, Arch Manning took the show yesterday, right? He was here.
Right.
Everybody stayed to talk to Arch, and he handled it like typical Manning. But DJ Lagway has a pretty big crowd around him today, and I got to tell y'all something.
Right.
Remember, guys, he gets hurt, okay? DJ Lagway was balling.
Hey.
Against Georgia.
Not a knock on Gunnar Stockton, but what Georgia fan out there wouldn't rather have DJ Lagway over Gunnar Stockton? based on the athleticism. Now, again, a little bit more of a sample size, but that guy, I mean, that dude's the real deal.
Yes.
I think if he stays healthy, you know, in the cocktail party, it might be a different outcome. So they've got that dude. Speaking of dudes, Johnny, I'll call him Johnny. Johnny Mateer just rolled by. He's the Oklahoma quarterback.
Yeah.
Transferred from Washington State. They stole their offensive coordinator. He came along. This kid literally looks like something out of the movie. Johnny, I mean, literally. You know what I mean? Like, Johnny be good. This guy's got that juice. You know, he's got the presence. So, and again, Oklahoma. We talked about hot seats, and you mentioned it yesterday, Brian Kelly. Venable's got to do something in Oklahoma.
He's got to do something.
He's not working for free out there.
No, he's got to do something. And you know there are only two things that come out of Oklahoma. 404-726-0929.
Wait a minute. Steers and Bassity?
That's correct. That's correct.
That's the Falcons PR.
That is correct. And he's listening. I know you are, Bassity. All right, man. We're going to chop it up. We got a lot to talk about today. Got a few guests that are going to stop by. You never know who's going to stop by our show while we're here until now, from now until 6 o'clock. But I will say this, though. As we talk about the SEC, the hype is real, man. Look, whatever you think about this league, and I know everybody says, oh, the Big Ten, they won the last two chips. The bottom line is, when I look up and down this conference, Mike, to your point with the sports possum, I'm having a hard time finding W's. I'm having a tough time finding wins for this team this year. Because when you start saying, look at the schedule, and I was looking at Florida's schedule, and Napier, he was up there talking, and I'm like, that's an L. That's a win. That's an L. Like, no one is going to go unscathed. And this is the point that I'm getting to.
Right.
You can get into the college football with two losses. We saw Alabama lose four last year. They didn't get in.
They were dying to put him in.
I don't know if you're going to get in with three with the way things are going. Like, this is going to be an incredible season for the SEC.
One thing about the just the same thing that happened with Sankey talking to the media about this 8 or 9 game schedule. You're not going to play that ninth game if you're not going to.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get rewarded for having a tough conference, and the strength of schedule didn't seem to matter to those knuckleheads in the college football playoff committee.
No, not at all. All right, last night they did something they need to do the entire season, and I don't know why they're waiting. Okay, I actually do, and I'll tell you why they are not doing it, but it is coming. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.